myself. Oh, hello. Hey, it's the...
So I was talking to Carol. She's sick.
That's okay. Carol at the front, she sounds like Lauren Bacall.
I know. I feel so bad for her. She shouldn't be here, so I brought her a Vito.
Hi, Carol.
So
hi. Yeah. Vito cures what ails you. It really does. Let's see. It's 109, Sir Rick Emerson Show. It is, what is today? Wednesday? Yes. Wednesday, and welcome to day 12. Don't forget, coming up later on, that is to say next hour, at 2 o'clock, we will be updating the Encyclopedia Emersonia, which is the repository of all known knowledge. Known knowledge sounds stupid. All known things about the Rick Emerson Show. So there's like a little reference you don't get, a catchphrase you don't get, an inside joke you wonder about, something you don't know the origin of. We will be updating all of that stuff next hour.
And Jen Lane will be here, too.
Jen Lane will be here as well. And don't forget, the Welcome Back Storm Party is tonight at Dante's. The press part, these are all the press leeches. They'll all be out there from, that's like 6 to 8, and that's like an invite-only thing. But then at 8 o'clock,
what are we going to do for 2 hours?
During the press part?
Yeah, I've never been to a press party.
Pretend like we're actually part of a legitimate meeting.
Now, should I bring this thing, like our little key card?
Oh, totally. Don't you know who I am? The thing that says CBS Radio?
The thing that just attaches our key card.
We'll just sit
laminated.
There pretend that we don't hate everybody there. So the press part is that's from 6 to 8, and then it's open to the people, the folks, after 8 p.m., and that is at Dante's tonight, at 3rd and Birthday. And I want to be very clear, Storm, and I know they're not performing, but there's going to be a DJ, there's going to be booze and, you know, folks and whatever. So that's tonight, 8 p.m. Hey, did you send Aaron that huge picture of hair?
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, that's disgusting.
It is really disgusting. He hasn't written back, though. I don't know if he got it.
He's busy vomiting. He's busy hurling. All right, it's 503-733-2970. I don't know. I have no idea what we're supposed to do during the press section.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess technically we don't even have to be there,
But, like, interview her?
No, I mean, I think we should... We'll just sit in the corner somewhere and... You'll drink.
Pizza.
You'll drink and I'll watch you drink. That's totally what... Yeah, I'll eat pizza and you'll drink. And we'll sit there and snicker at the you know, like some... So, Storm, who are your influences? Or whatever. I don't know. There's the press part is from 6 to 8. And it's not that I don't want to go... Because, you know, I mean, we dig Storm, we dig Davey, all those guys, but it's like,
I'm still kind of out of my league. I don't know what we're supposed to do.
And we technically are media people, but I never know how to function when I'm in some place in, like, the role of being from the media. Because we're just such hats. We don't really know what we're doing.
It's true.
All right. Well, anywho, it's 503-733-2970. All right, well, we might as well, this is just so I can be taunted a little bit, I might as well do this really quickly.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Official stenographer, mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
Hey, I thought I'd talk with your 1 o'clock update.
Great. I'm halfway through. Have I gotten to anything yet?
You've gotten to the Bushwatch and Ed McCarthy.
Awesome.
What needs to be, what is left?
Superhero stuff, vintage sound, the Encyclopedia Emersonia, and the Weird Al song.
All right. Okay, that's a lot, but I think I can make it happen.
It is.
All right.
And hey, I was just thinking, you know, if you wanted to get both Sarah and Aaron at the same time, you could picture a baby suckling on a nipple with a hair wrapped around the nipple.
Go away now. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay.
That was the most wrong thing I've
ever
heard.
How about I never do that? All right. It's 503-733-2970.
I think Chris is going a little kooky.
I think, well, you know, it's he delivers all those magazines with pictures of boobs on them. it's like the whatever. It's like, you know, Squeezing Monthly or whatever the hell it is. The Mother's Magazine. All right. So that we really ought to do this now. Speaking of stuff we got to get to. We started playing some time ago. No, that's a different one. There's two of them.
I know. Yeah, I got it.
We have this advertiser, and again, we want to say with it, we love all of our advertisers, all the clients at the station, everybody who, all the sponsors, everybody who advertises here. They're fantastic businesses. We love them all. There's this one that this spot got a lot of attention from the audience, and you all know what I'm talking about.
It's weird
because it's bizarre
and creepy
and disturbing
and wrong. And
makes me want to scrub. It's the superhero stuff.com. And I guess, I mean, they sell collectibles and they sell, merchandise and so forth related to geeky activities. And ever since we started playing it, people were started asking what the hell was going on. So, people would ask and they would say, you know, for the love of God, can you please explain what's going on or what the hell or the spot fills me with a deep sense of dread. Can you please? I can't tell you how many emails I got from Todd the Corpse alone. It's just like, please to be explaining the terrifying superhero stuff spot. And we mentioned the other day that we were going to try to talk about it. And we never had a chance. So Let's play. Do you have it ready?
It's the one that wasn't the one I just played. So
all right, well, let's play this. Ladies and gentlemen, so we're right here. So this is, we're not going to a break. We're just going to play this so we can figure out. And we'll just be right here. Just go ahead and play. This is the superhero spot.
Oh, my God. What a fabulous room. Are all these your superhero T-shirts? This place is bigger than our apartment. Wow, Batman, Punisher, Spider-Man, and Megatron. I can't believe you have every superhero T-shirt I've ever seen right here on all of your walls. Can I get a drink of water? Oh, wow. Look at the fridge. There are more Superman magnets here than I can count. Where'd you get all this stuff?
Superhero stuff on 23rd.
I love this Spidey mug. What are you watching? Hello? Are you feeling okay?
Superherostuff.com on Northwest 23rd. Close Mondays, okay?
No clues about my great...
Okay, there's more layers of weird.
So is the movie like a werewolf movie?
Well, that's, first of all, I don't know what's going on in the background. What is being, because it's like a radio or a TV or something on in the background of the commercial. And it seems really, the whole thing seems really familiar in a way that I can't quite put my finger on. I can't figure out exactly what's going on with it. But, so what is... Does anybody know what's happening in the background? I mean, is there like...
It sounds like maybe it's the plot of a movie.
I don't know. Jen Lane noted that there was some... Jen Lane claimed that she's not here at the moment. I'll have to ask her later. Jen claimed that she could identify what was being watched in the background. She said that she recognized... Can you play it one more time just so I can hear the television stuff?
Okay.
And then the weird part is that, like, halfway through, she asks him something, and he just kind of gives,
oh,
like,
a... Oh, my God! Ugh. What a fabulous room! Are all these your superhero T-shirts? This place is bigger than our apartment.
It sounded like him turning on something.
Batman, Punisher, Spider-Man, and Megatron? I can't believe you have every superhero T-shirt I've ever seen right here on
your wall. This music is really terrifying, too.
Can I get a drink of water? Oh, wow! Look at the fridge! There are more Superman magnets here than I can count. Where'd you get all this stuff?
Superhero stuff on 23rd.
I love this Spidey mug.
Furies and pestilence.
Hello? Are you feeling okay?
Superherostuff.com on Northwest 23rd. Close Mondays. Okay.
The only way that could be creepier is if it ended with like a blood-curdling scream.
Or just the sound of a power drill switching on.
Oh, yeah.
That
should be a contest to see how you could end that commercial to make it scarier than what it is.
I don't really know that it's possible. I mean, I had many, many people tell me how much it sounds like Silence of the Lambs for a reason that they couldn't quite explain. It does have a sort of... It does put off a I'm-gonna-kill-ya kind of a vibe. All right. Well, let's see. Hold on. Let's get the... Is this David? David, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, Rick. I mean, you being the king of pop culture, I can't believe you don't recognize the parody that commercial is doing.
So now, don't tell me what it is, but it's a parody of something?
Well, it's
don't give it away.
Of a very, very famous pop culture movie.
It's a parody of a pop culture movie.
Music movie.
And it's not Silence of the Lambs, the musical.
No.
Okay, is this,
Wanna take a bath?
Okay, Jesus, that's creepy. Scotty?
It's Flood the Wall. It's exactly the same scene when she's in the room with the guitars.
Oh, you are
bigger than our apartment.
Oh, is that true? Now, see, here's the thing.
You are so right.
Let's play it. Sarah, can you play it again?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, is I am a big fan of that album, but the album and the movie, they're different, right?
You've never seen the movie?
I have seen the movie.
Okay.
But I'm saying it's slightly different, but
it has a lot of the dialogue.
It's a lot, that's what I'm saying. How similar are they? Because I've seen the movie a few times. To be honest, I mean, Pink Floyd, like, The Wall is not a movie you can just sit on and watch a lot unless you're feeling it like unless you're in a really bad place in your life, I think. I mean,
I appreciate really it. I watched it all the time in college.
Oh, I watched it all the time in high school.
I don't smoke the pot. So.
No. I'm not saying it's bad. No, I own it. I own the special collector's edition on DVD. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying it's not like Office Space where you're just like, you know, I'll just have the wall on all day in the background.
Well, that scene itself is, I can't believe we didn't know that because that scene is awesome. It's right before he totally goes nuts.
See, now I'm trying to play it through in my head.
He's sitting in a chair and he's just staring at the TV.
Is it before he does that whole, I got
yeah,
a bit
right,
of
it's right before the song. It's right before the song, I Feel One of My Turns Coming On.
When is that?
It's before he grabs the windows and his hands are bleeding and he spazzes out and trashes his apartment.
Is it that song with the grand piano to prop up my little remains?
One of my turns come. And then it goes into run to the bathroom. There's a suitcase on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes insane.
All right. Somebody spent a lot of time getting high in front of the television, didn't they?
Actually, it wasn't that because that was the year at my senior year of high school, which tells you how old I am. And I actually did an expose on that entire album as part of an English project to do the parodies between that album and Nazi Germany.
Okay.
Interesting.
No. And don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of the movie. I'm just saying it's not a thing that I've seen 1,000 times because it's so intense. It's just you watch it and by the end you just feel like you've been through some sort of traumatic therapy session.
Oh, I love that movie.
Well, you should watch it with the commentary where Roger Waters talks to Gerald Scarfe, who's the animator, because the animation of the film is brilliant.
Mm.
That whole sequence, the goodbye blue sky sequence where it's like the crosses that are covered with blood, and then there's like
the marching crosses, and
yeah, and the bird of war that turns into a jet, or you know, mm-hmm. to a bomber over Britain, and I think there's a lot of stuff in that movie that I can't really appreciate because A, I didn't grow up during a war, and B, I'm not British because during World War II, Britain got bombed so relentlessly, and I think there's a lot of stuff in that movie that's very specific to being European.
Yeah, because the movie in the background of the movie, the TV show, is actually Biggles, which was a World War II movie.
Okay, and so what is... hold on, just don't go anywhere. I want you to stay right there. Ethan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Do you concur with David here?
Not only do I concur, but that bit of dialogue is also featured on the album.
Okay, really? Is it exactly the same on the album?
Yep.
Okay, so there you go. So it is... Well, let's play it one more time. With that knowledge, Sarah, let's play the superhero stuff spot again here. I wish I had the Pink Floyd on me.
Now all I'm going to do, it's a perfect day to listen to Pink Floyd. I'm just going to go home and be a hippie and listen to The Wall.
See, it really is such a great album.
It's such a good album.
I know that people point to Dark Side of the Moon and so forth, but to me, The Wall, followed closely by Animals. I mean, those are the two those are the definitive Pink Floyd works to me. Yeah, let's hear it one more time here.
Oh my God! What a fabulous
room! We are so dumb.
We're idiots. And I was a DJ. I played this like 1,000 times.
This place is bigger than our apartment.
I thought it was my phone for a second there.
Batman, Punisher, Spider-Man, and Megatron.
And he's just sitting in the chair with like a long cigarette, doing nothing. Yeah.
Can I get a drink of water? Oh wow! Look at the fridge.
Yeah, we're idiots.
There are more Superman magnets.
I work in radio.
Get all this stuff.
Oh.
Superhero stuff on 23rd. Scorch of fury
and pestilence. I love this Spidey mug. What are you watching? The rain. Hello. Are you feeling okay? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, no, we really should be
superheroes.
We really should be tarred and feathered.
West 23rd.
Taking out back.
Okay. Is this the same part in the movie?
If someone could send us that part of the Pink Floyd album, that would be incredibly awesome.
In fact, that's really true. If somebody could excerpt from The Wall, please, now and then, to be sending us that section. Is this the same part of the movie where her shadow on the wall becomes animated and turns into like the huge snappy plant mother figure thing?
No.
Or is that later?
That's later.
Because there's a sequence where he's in front of that big blue wall, and her shadow suddenly grows and becomes like his mom or whatever. All right. Excellent. All right. Thank you. So that's Ethan and David. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. God damn, we're stupid. Well, that was a big buildup to the smallest, most embarrassing payoff. And I really feel retarded for not identifying it because God only knows how many times I've listened to that album. All right. Well, there you go. And the thing, and it leads up to one of the best songs in the album, too, mm-hmm. which is just that little piano. Because all my favorite songs on The Wall, because otherwise we had to be careful as we used to just talk about Pink Floyd all day. But I'm not like a massive Pink Floyd fan in the sense that, like, I don't have all the early albums when Syd Barrett was with the band and whatever, because, because I've listened to it, and it's like taking a corkscrew to my eyeballs. But all of the stuff that is sort of more mainstream, like Wish You Were Here and Animals, and you know, and even I even like own all the crap stuff later, like all the Division Bell crap and whatever. But all of the best moments on the wall. I mean, not that the big hits aren't good. I mean, like, you know, Another Brick in the Wall and Run Like Hell and stuff, that's all good. But there's those songs on the wall that they never play, that, to use the common cliche, those songs that they never play on the radio, like One of My Turns, and then there's Vera, which is a beautiful
song.
Vera is, in a weird way, Vera is, with the exception of Comfortably Numb, which is, like, the greatest Pink Floyd song in the history
and
of
that's also
all
the
creation.
Sequence in that movie.
Comfortably Numb, he's digging himself out
that
of the bubblegum stuff.
Yeah, when he's like melting as they're dragging him down the hallway.
I think the thing about The Wall is, here's my thing with The Wall. It's real. The Wall is one of those movies. It's like, The Wall is like Stripes or Full Metal Jacket, in that I'll say to myself, you know, like I'm at night, it's at night, I'm sitting around, it's like, hey, I'll watch The Wall. Or if it's on, like there was a, HBO went through some period a year or so ago where they were playing The Wall all the time. And the deal with The Wall is, that I'll watch like the first 40 minutes, and the first 40 minutes are really great, and then like the final 10 minutes are really great, but it enters that whole long slog about two-thirds of the way through where I get really anxious.
And the talking womanly bits.
Yeah, and it's, again,
yeah, like it's a little,
there's the weird plants that are having sex with each other, and I just start to feel awkward. I start to shift in my seat, and I'm like, can we just skip forward to where the kid's dumping out the Molotov cocktail, you know, so...
Well, the very end is really good. It's like when it gets toward the end with the whole trial and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
Vera is a great song, though. And
we need to stop talking about Pink Floyd.
What? No, I'm just
saying. Are we alienating people?
I don't care.
Pink Floyd.
If anybody listening to this program, if you are alienated because you despise Pink Floyd, then my God, that is your problem. Seriously. I mean, whatever. And it's only one, I mean, they're only they're one of the biggest selling groups in the history of music. I'm just busy being consumed with embarrassment that I didn't spot it. All right. Well, at least it wasn't like some Led Zeppelin thing that I didn't. And I just have to go kill myself. All right. Well, there you go. Todd the Corpse has the final word here. He says, Rick, even if the creepy superhero stuff ad is some sort of an homage to The Wall, what the hell? What in the world does it have to do with superhero stuff? Am I missing the connection? And then he signs it, I am still confused and terrified. All right. And plus, The Wall, of course, has its immortality if for no other reason than it contains Comfortably Numb, which is, not only the greatest of all Pink Floyd songs, but Comfortably Numb, which is the greatest guitar solo in the history of rock and roll. There is no guitar solo greater than that in Comfortably Numb. And I think there was actually some magazine survey, some article from Britain where music surveys mean something that actually concurred with me on that. The Comfortably Numb. In all of its variations. I mean, the live version on Delicate Sound of Thunder is fantastic. Comfortably Numb is... If there were space aliens and they just landed here and they said, we wish to know what the guitar solo is, you would play them Comfortably Numb. I mean, that just sums it all up. It says all that ever needs to be said about guitar. All right. Look at this. I am so disappointed in you, Rick Emerson. For shame! How about this? Turn in your geek card! Here's another one. Turn in your rock card. Another one. What in the F is wrong with you? Do you need more Viso? You're a little slow today. All right. Well, let's break. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this, we got Tim Riley coming up. Later on, we have Jen Lane, and we will be updating the encyclopedia Emersonia, plus the new Weird Al single. You stay right there. Here's Meatloaf. By the way, while we're talking about things that don't make any goddamn sense, what the hell is he saying at the end of the goddamn promo?
It says the out cue is, he is. I don't get it.
No, I'm not. Well,
oh, not the promo. I'm sorry, I was thinking of that spot.
The Gladstone.
Or the Jay Lee's auto.
And then there's a guy who, people think that's me, by the way, cackling in the background. Here's a little inside tip, friends and neighbors. I'm not the kid on the Three Little Pigs song, and I'm not the guy cackling in the background of the Jay Lee Gladstone spot. There's that, you know, be glad you bought it, Jay Lee, and then there's that, ha-ha, in the background. Not me. I'm talking about, wait, hold on, let me, Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find see if I can talk. How about that, huh? Let me see if I can goddamn talk. Let me find here. Let's see. All right. Okay. Can you drop the music every second? I'm talking about this. All right, let me bring up. This is a promo. I don't even know who this is for.
If you haven't heard the Stephanie Miller show,
Stephanie Miller. Okay, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this. Listen to this thing. Since by the way, it's so retarded that we didn't spot the Pink Floyd thing, and that spot's been playing for like 6 months, and no one ever pointed out the Pink Floyd thing to us until we went on the. Thanks, by the way, for that. Thanks for letting us go on the air. And go. It's a mystery. No one knows. It can't be figured out. And then like 100 guys going, "It's Pink Floyd. You're retarded," and they just hang up. This is what I'm talking about. Listen to...
In line at Stephanie Miller's show, you were with your mom, Gail.
Right here. Listen to this.
Whatever.
Right?
Let's listen.
Yeah, what is Stephanie? That?
What the hell is he saying right there?
That bothers me every day.
Does it?
Uh-huh.
See,
It sounds like Wolf Blitzen to me every day.
I thought I was the only one. It's actually become distracting to me now, because when I listen to the radio station, and now it will be distracting to you, this will now happen to you. It's like when you buy a minivan or you buy whatever, you buy a Yohura or whatever that car is that Sarah's thinking about buying, and suddenly you see them everywhere. Do you ever do that? I buy a Ford Focus, suddenly the road are filled with Focuses.
Maybe the promos are being outsourced to Entercon now.
It's just a whole, can you put some gibberish that makes no sense, and then just end things halfway through a sentence? That's production. Right here.
Ever.
Let's listen.
What is that?
I don't know. You're asking me. I don't know what it says.
Maybe it's reverse speech.
Let's listen. Stephanie Miller.
Play it again.
It's going to drive
What's
us all
Blitzen?
Mental. We're all...
Yeah, something Blitzen.
But that's not... But that doesn't make any... That's not a word.
Let's
Blitzen's
listen.
A reindeer.
Let's listen. Stephanie.
I feel like we're having bad drug trips. I don't know. It's just, the whole thing is just a mystery. It's a goddamn mystery.
Let's listen. Stephanie.
See, now I can't move forward. Now the whole progress of this station, the forward momentum has stalled.
Now we must move backwards.
All right. Hold on. Let's see if Smokey is about. Is Smokey on the air? Is he free to talk over there?
He is until
like
every
talking.
Time he comes in here, then
right.
The song is.
Hey, Smokey.
Smokey.
Smokey. Hello.
Why are we yelling? He can't hear us.
We're yelling at double pane soundproof glass. Hello. Hi. Hey. Oh, let me see if I can wave my... All right, now I got nothing.
He's too focused on being a disc jockey.
He's too focused on talking up that Carrie Underwood ramp. All right. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, let's... Wait.
Don't play it again.
No, the guy you've all been waiting for. Thank you.
From the Ministry of Truth.
Flawless.
This is Tim Riley.
People don't notice mistakes unless they're pointed out.
Inmates are leaving the Pocatello Women's Correctional Center with something beside their freedom. The prison is now providing a success kit filled with $40 worth of creams, towels, soaps, and other hygiene products.
$40 worth of cream.
The warden said it says a psychological method that people want the gals to do well once they get outside the big house.
Scotty, can you ask our good friend Smokey from KUPL if he has a minute to come in here? Just tell him at his leisure. We want him to hear something.
10 seconds before a song's ending.
All right. It's not that, though. No,
maybe.
No, because the letters are all out of order. Because the T is before... Listen, somebody's... Yeah, okay, wait, here comes Smokey. We're going to have him... We're going to get an objective pair of ears here.
I'll lend him my headphones.
Can you please?
I certainly will.
All right.
Please put on these headphones.
Welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend is Smokey Woods from Sister Station KUPL. Smokey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
All right.
Hi, Smokey.
Here's the thing. You've got a really sinister laugh, by the way, for a guy who works in a family-friendly format.
Well,
I'm not
that's
saying
his
it's
real
bad.
Laugh. He has his radio laugh, too. I'm
no,
sure.
no, no, I'm not
no,
saying
that's,
it's
No, that's the radio and the real laugh.
I'm not
it's
saying...
all the same thing.
I'm
oh, yeah,
not...
I'm real There's on the radio.
Okay, Smokey Woods.
I don't understand that.
Yes,
I'm the real deal.
Yes, Smokey Woods, what could
You're
possibly
totally
be fake about you?
All right.
No, I'm not saying it's a put-on. I'm saying your laugh sounds... It's an infectious laugh, but it is very... It has a certain darkness to it, your laugh.
All right,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to play a little piece of sound here. We have these promos that run on our station. It's like recyclers, as we say in the business. It's sort of like, if you haven't heard the Rick Emerson show lately, you haven't heard this. And then it's like 40 seconds of gibberish. And then it ends with, you know,
Wolf
whatever.
Blitzen.
It ends with a guy saying, it sounds like he's saying Wolf Blitzen, which doesn't make any sense because the phrase Wolf Blitzen doesn't make any sense. I'm going to play you a little something. You're going to hear a whatever, and that's actually from Stephanie Miller. So disregard that.
Okay.
Immediately following the little soundbite of whatever, there's a phrase that gets uttered, and we can't figure out what the hell it is.
All right.
Okay.
Whatever.
Let's listen. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah.
What the hell is he saying there?
Wolf Blitzen?
Yeah, but okay. Okay, I'm going to play it one more time. Hold on.
Let's listen. Stephanie.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
When are they on?
Buzz. Oh.
When are they on?
Hold on. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Can you tell at all what's being said there? I'm going to play it one more time.
All right.
Let's blitzen.
Let's blitzen.
Okay, but quit saying that, for the love of God.
Is it let's listen?
No, because
listen. Can I just say something? Sure. I've been in radio for 23 years.
Oh, here it comes.
If radio people have to think this much about what's in the promo,
perhaps the production.
Redo it.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying.
Just
kidding.
Okay, a lot of people
think that laugh. See, there you go. Listen to that laugh. You know, it's evil.
Buzz hates his creativity.
Buzz, the production guy, his little red wagon is next. But yeah. You know what your laugh is? Your laugh is the guy who has like a power drill and a bunch of co-eds in a room. In like the 80s horror film.
Oh, no.
Come on. I'm just saying.
Wow, way to be friends with our sister.
No. I'm saying it's just.
You know what? When you get off the air today, Rick.
Yes.
Come find me.
Okay. Yes, it's a good thing he's not sinister in any way.
I would have him redo it.
All right. Thank you. There you go. Smoky Wood, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Let's listen.
I don't know. A lot of people are saying that something, and it doesn't sound like it to me.
Okay, let's just go. Let's see. Curtis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
I got to say, to me, it sounds like it says, let's listen.
Okay, but listen is spelled L-I-S. T-E-N.
How is this spelled?
This sounds like it's Litson. Wait, hold on. Let's play it again.
Let's listen.
Yeah, the T is coming first. I can hear the T first very distinctly. Play it one more time.
Let's listen.
And I'm hearing a B.
Miller.
It really does sound like Blitzen.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. It sounds like let's listen to me. But with maybe a strange pause put in the middle.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's okay.
Maybe it ran by a piece of splicing tape at that second.
Curtis, yeah, I don't think they splice things anymore. Curtis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Well, that was the last guy you talked to. I'm Joe.
Oh. Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
Pretty good. It sounds like he says, let's listen with some kooky radio show production going in the center of it.
some kooky radio. There ought to be a company just called Kooky Radio Show Production.
Maybe Scotty's the one who cut the promo. Would you thought about asking him?
No, it was not Scotty. It was our friend Buzz, who is lurking around here somewhere. We'll bring him in a minute.
Yes.
Let's listen. Stephanie?
Maybe.
Let's listen now.
Yeah, that's what it has to be.
The now is what I can, you know, that thing, the now, I can almost identify that. I think that's the Beastie Boys. That now. The now sounds like the Beastie Boys.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Rick, I didn't know if you realized or not, but today the show is completely spiraled out of control into totally nonsensical stuff.
That's so great. Thank you for pointing that out. The legitimate note of concern in your voice. Like, you look, don't look now, but you've got something between your teeth. That's kind of how you're phrasing it. All right. Thank you, Joe.
You bet. Later.
Right. Let's do like one more, and then we'll have Buzz come in. I saw Buzz, the production guy, lurking right in the hallway. I didn't mean, by the way, that Smokey was a serial killer. I'm saying, you're so used to those big, fake, dumb radio laughs, and then you hear, like, his actual laugh, and it's pitched so much lower when he laughs than his real voice. It just sounds kind of unnerving. Todd, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
What's up, Rick? I know where that's from, actually.
Okay.
I have the record. It says Let's Listen, but it's a record from old radio shows, bloops and blunders kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Okay. It is paused in the middle, though, so it doesn't sound totally correct, but I know what it's from.
So you're saying if I was to take the pause out, it would just be let's listen.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. Hey, Scotty, we're going to go to Tim here and do some news, but if you can corral Buzz, who's our imaging guy, the guy that does all this production, we'll get the word from him here in a minute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have we already done the intro?
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Tori Spelling is going to be on Smallville next season. She is going to be a gossip columnist at the Daily Planet.
I thought that show had been canceled. I thought Smallville was gone.
No, it's on the new...
CW.
WC.
The home of CW. Dennis Pitzenbarger. Yeah, the WC.
The WC. Well, people were asking yesterday...
It's on the toilet.
Or will soon be.
No, that's Jim Riley who said that. I predict great things for the CW or whatever.
I do, too. I don't know what channel it is. Isn't that...
It's 32.1. 32.1. That was Dennis. It's on the 32.5 Q.
It's on the 7 megahertz band. Of the...
You can only... It's on a Venusian station that doesn't really come into well here. All right.
Well, people are asking how much it's going to cost to see Al Gore, so I ran this thing yesterday, and it says tickets start in the nosebleed level for... he's going to be here soon at the Theater in the Clouds, October 24th. Nosebleed seats are $25, but the scalping website that goes out and buys front row seats for everything going on is charging up to $255 to sit in the first row and look at Al Gore.
Do you know... because that's exciting. Look, he almost seems lifelike. Do you know how much the scalping that same site is charging for Supernova tickets when they come to Portland?
No,
$375.
Yeah, the scalping site, by the way, stay away from it, is called Tickets Now.
Yeah, there's lots available, by the way. You know, the thing about that Al Gore speech, our friend Chris Sneed on OregonLive.com was telling us that that's exactly the same presentation he was doing here for last year for free. So there you go. That's like missing the chance to see your favorite band, and then they come back and you're going to pay through the ass to go see them. All right.
Well, a man is accused of fondling home health care nurses while posing as being mentally retarded.
Who needed his
diapers changed.
It's sticky.
William Mucklow of Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, God.
Has been sentenced in Kanawashi County Court.
Can I wash you, County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he has to pay the victims more than $400 of restitution. He posed, it says here, Mucklow, posing as his mother, responded to ads for home care workers and hired two nurses, telling them he was a man with the mind of a 2 or 3 year old who needed his diaper changed.
Okay, let's take this one layer of filth at a time here.
Oh, this is West Virginia, I'm sorry, to insult the people of South Carolina. They have their own problems.
What with girls being kept in holes?
Yeah.
He's how old?
40. Lives in West Virginia.
Well, okay. Well, I mean, they must get this kind of request all the time there. What else is there to do? Well,
most people are in coal mines.
I was going to say, they've closed the Cracker Barrel. There's really nothing else to do there.
What about the Waffle House?
So he was looking for women to come and change the diapers of an adult man.
Correct.
You know the really disturbing part about that? I mean, apart from... And did it say he was accused of whatting them?
Let's see here.
That was a great sound.
It was. I'm trying to find out here. Oh, 2 counts of battery.
Okay.
Because he grabbed their breast during the diaper changing process.
Oh. That's, you know what he is? He's one of those guys that goes on Springer.
Yep.
And he's the adult with the infantilism, whatever they call that. But in West Virginia, there must be a necessarily finite number of people who share that fetish. Mm. And so, yeah, I guess you just got to take it where you can get it. The worst part about that, though, is the notion that in order for them to continue this... I mean, they must have, well, did they figure it out? Well, they must have. Somebody must have figured it out at some point.
Yeah.
That he was faking it. Mm-hmm. But the worst part is you know, that to get that charade to persist for any length of time, he had to prepare the diapers to be changed. He had to put them in a pre-changing state of being. Oh, I'm so ashamed of my race. And by race, I mean the human race. Let's take a brief pause on the action, Tim Riley. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Buzz, who does the imaging for the station. Hello, sir. How are you?
Tell me this is a bit.
You know, let me just tell you.
This is a damn bit, isn't it?
Can I just say this, though, in passing? I made this observation to Sarah. You always look like you're on your way from a boxing ring somewhere. Like, you've just been training and you're on your way to... Like, I am guessing...
Don't provoke him.
No, it's true.
It's true. Don't provoke
it. It's the clothing, and just you've got the very sort of crew cut going on. You look like You look like you
what
always...
What you and your observations with everyone we work with today?
Like you don't make observations.
You're making fun of Smokey's laugh.
I didn't make fun.
And you're making fun of Scotty's hair.
I did make fun of Scotty's hair.
And you're saying he looks like he wants to beat everybody
No, I'm saying you look like a tough guy. You have a, like a tough guy vibe. You agreed with me that he has a tough guy kind of vibe.
He has like... I don't know.
It's not an insult. I'm saying you look like one of those guys in Rocky who is just like walking out of the Philly gym in the morning. You look like
I look like crap.
I'm saying you look
like you punch meat hanging from a rack.
Yes, that's exactly. You punch a lot of meat, Buzz.
Weather's turning crappy.
Moving on.
I'm comfortable.
I'm not. It wasn't an insult.
Wow.
Sarah's trying to make everything an insult today. Sarah's being an instigator.
Oh sure.
Stir
the
pot.
Whole thing about me with my dirty hair yesterday was really fun.
That was you. You were the one who volunteered. I haven't washed my hair for 5 days. Would you like to sniff it? So
Scotty.
Okay.
All sorts of wrong.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you a question, Buzz. Geez. What?
Let's listen.
What the hell is that? What
perhaps
is,
I should isolate every sound.
What is he's? I'm just asking. It because
I can slow it down.
Many members of the audience have asked, and we had to admit at a certain point that we didn't know what the hell is being said there.
It's too bad we can't slow it down on that.
I don't have the proper the equipment here. Let me play one more time.
Let's listen.
What is that? Because it sounds a lot like Wolf Blitzen. And then somebody suggested, let's Blitzen. The problem with those is, those aren't words, really, like no. Blitzen. That's a reindeer, and it doesn't make any sense. Is it let's listen?
No.
Now? Okay, but it is let's listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so that where did you get that from?
Let's listen now. Different audio.
Just one of those things
last
you own around?
Beastie Boys.
Okay, that's, look at me. I did call that it was the Beastie Boys. All right, but it is let's listen, and are you, did you mod it? Because it sounds like Litson. It really does sound like that.
Well, it's definitely distorted and tweaked and all that.
Well, so, Aaron Geek in the City wrote, he said that it's part of a thing that says, let's flip some fat rockin' beats. And they took the flip some and stopped it.
I get stuff from everywhere. Where it physically came from.
The news department is skeptical.
Tim's hands in the air.
Is this going to be one of those things where at the end of this whole bit, there's no, we don't know, and there's just going to be no resolution?
Let's listen now. Why is it so hard to wrap your mind around?
Okay.
Too bad it wasn't.
Look, friend, there's nobody going to punch me.
Because I love Christmas.
Since I'm violent today.
Okay.
Let's listen.
It sounds, if I had to put it to a verdict, and Aaron says it's what? Sir?
Let's flip some.
If I had to put it to a vote, I would say it sounds a lot more like let's flip some.
Listen.
Yeah, no, it's not listen. I believe it's flip some. Okay. Well, there you go.
Who put it together?
Look.
Wow.
Kind of scary.
You're talking like Scarface now. Who put this thing together, huh? Me! Who I trust? Me! Okay.
Talk to John Paul about getting me wound up.
No, I'm not trying to get you wound up, brother. We know we love your imaging.
He did this yesterday.
Hey, while you're here, do you want to talk about that one other piece of imaging that you've done?
Which one?
The scary one. The one that you made, and then it kind of freaked me out.
Don't puss out. Play it.
Okay, I'm not pushing out. I'm saying, Sarah heard me talk about this the other day, that we had...
So you thought it was hysterically funny, and you listened to it, and it was wrong?
When I wrote it, I thought it was great. And then when it was, I wasn't there for the voicing of it, but you know,
I can make it all campy and fun for you.
Here's how the production.
Tell me what mood you'd like with this.
And we should say, just by way of an introduction, because I know you feel like we're beating up in here, and not. We've actually said repeatedly that this station has the best imaging of any of the stations we worked at. It's head and shoulders above.
It's because of you, Buzz.
It is all because of you.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Okay, I'm just saying. I want you to swing on me or nothing.
I'm buttering you up.
I will stab you with this Visa bottle.
Here's how the production on this station is. I will usually sit down, I'll write some stuff. We'll go in the studio. Max, our voice guy, will read it dry, as they say, a cappella. And then you will take it and you'll cut it up and put sound and music underneath it, whatever. So here's the thing that I wrote, and I thought it was hilarious. I wrote it, and I was like, that's fantastically funny. And then he voiced it, and you were like, hey, it sounded great. And I'm like, oh, great. And then you put it together, and it just sounded creepy. And so I ended up not putting it in rotation, because the whole thing just sounded a little unnerving. Let's see. Okay, this is it. So... Sarah hasn't heard this yet, so I'm just going to go ahead and play this, and you can give me your thoughts on this. And this is...
Let's dissect it.
This is one of our bumps to come. In other words, this is a thing we would play as we were going into commercial. One of those, like, don't go anywhere, Rick Emerson is back after this. This is a new piece of production I have not put in. Tell me what you think of this.
Stay there. Listen to me carefully. Don't you move. I swear to God, I'll beat you. This is the Rick Emerson Show.
I almost forgot the best part.
AM 970, Solid State Radio.
See, it's the I swear to God I'll beat you part that was really funny when I wrote it. Let's listen once more.
Stay there. Listen to me carefully. Don't you move. I swear to God I'll beat you. This is the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It just comes off as like the drunken stepfather who's come home at like an hour too soon, and there's the wife in the room with the stepson. You know what I mean?
That's, oh, God.
That's kind of what it sounds like to me.
I want to give you multiple versions of that.
I think it really is his read on it. I don't think it has anything to do with you. I think
it's the anger behind that.
I'm trying to piss him off.
I think it's the read in Max's voice. It sounds a little too genuine. Are you sure you didn't tap into some sort of childhood issue with him when he was
older? I told him, I said, I want to anger you.
Stay there. Listen to me carefully. Don't you move. I swear to God, I'll beat you.
Well, you can't say that and say it all nice and happy. That's what he did the first time.
I thought there was a way to perhaps say it with a certain amount of, I don't know, kookiness. But maybe that's not a phrase that lends itself to a kookosity. The best part is right after the, I swear to God, I'll beat you. This is the Rick Emerson Show. So people can link those concepts together in their head. Oh, good God. All right.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a strange time. All right, but station sounds great though.
This therapy over?
It is. Now the station is. It's all good, my brother. You do good work.
I can give you five versions of that also.
Really? Can you make them all scary? Can you try to just ramp it up from there? Use that as the starting point.
Are you sure you want that?
No. Thank you, Buzz.
You know I can.
Thank you, sir. Have some more Visa. It's good stuff. All right. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show coming up. Jen Lane, more of Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth. We'll update the Encyclopedia Emersonia. Like us at 306. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.